Dreamscape presents I Remain in Darkness by Annie Ernaux. Translated by Tanya Leslie. Narrated by Tavia Gilbert. My mother began losing her memory and acting strangely 2 years after a serious road accident from which she had fully recovered. She was knocked down by a car that had run a red light. For several months, she was able to continue living on her own in the old people's residence of Yvetot, Normandy, where she was renting a small apartment. In summer 1983, in the grueling heat, she fainted and was taken to the hospital. It was discovered that she hadn't eaten or drunk anything for several days. Her refrigerator was empty except for a packet of cube sugar. Clearly, she could no longer be left on her own. I decided to let her come and stay with me in Cergy. I was convinced that the familiar surroundings and the company of my two teenage sons, Eric and David, whom she had helped me to bring up, would cause her symptoms to disappear, and that she would soon become the energetic, independent woman she had been for most of her life. This was not the case. Her lapses of memory got worse, and the doctor mentioned the possibility of Alzheimer's disease. She could no longer recognize the places or people she knew, like my children, my ex-husband, myself. She became a confused woman and would nervously roam the house, or would spend hours slumped on the stairs in the corridor. In February 1984, seeing her state of prostration and her refusal to eat anything, the doctor had her taken to Pontoise Hospital. She remained there for 2 months, then spent some time in a private nursing home before being sent back to Pontoise and placed in the long-term geriatric ward, where she died of heart failure in April 1986, aged 79. While she was still living with me, I began jotting down on small, undated scraps of paper the things she said or did that filled me with terror. I could not bear to see my own mother slip into such a state of decline. One day I dreamt that I screamed out at her in anger, "Stop being crazy!" Subsequently, when I got back from the hospital, I would feel this strong urge to write about her, the things she said and her body, which I was feeling closer to every day. I would write hastily, in the turmoil of my emotions, without thinking or trying to marshal my thoughts. Wherever I went, I was haunted by the sight of my mother in that place. Toward the end of 1985, I began writing the story of her life, with guilty feelings. I felt that I was projecting myself into a time when she would no longer be. Also, I was torn between my...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?